Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is I, your girl, the why. How to do? God is good when? All the time. When in doubt, we pray it out. Good morning, world. Good morning, USA. Okay, it is I, your girl, the why. Okay, how to do? It's Hump Wednesday. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Now, listen. I know y'all hear the sickness in my voice, okay? I came on today to make sure, okay, on this beautiful Hump Wednesday. It's beautiful out here in the seas today. Now, out here in California, it's nice and warm and everything. Everything all right. But these kids are still, y'all, out here catching these viruses. It's a lot of viruses going out right now. So I suggest y'all keep these kids bundled up, especially when they go to the schools, because I realize the kids' classes is cold, okay? They keep them fucking classes freezing cold. Y'all got to keep them dressed, keep them little t-shirts on so they won't get sick, so they won't continue to spread germs and viruses. Now, listen, I love y'all. It's Hump Wednesday with your girl, the why and why not, because we can. I said, what, God is good when? All the time. When in doubt, we pray it out over here. Good morning. I had to come on and tell y'all that these viruses are back, and I had to push on because I'm sick right now. Okay, and for 2 days, I haven't been on. It's been whooping my ass. It seemed like the older you get, if you get hit with a virus or a motherfucking bacteria, sometimes that shit just takes you out. Y'all, I've been down for 2 days, throat hurting and everything. Look, but I digress. I came on today with holes in my mouth. I got some hot mint tea. Okay, and here's the coldest part. Doctors are not the way they used to be. I remember they used to give us some penicillin shit for our colds and send us on out. They don't want to give you shit now. I'm talking about giving the kids some tea. I suggest you get them some tea and honey. I said, she's 7 years old, so you are telling me, doctor, specialist, okay, that we should give our kids some goddamn honey and tea to calm down their upper respiratory infection. You doctors are not the way y'all used to be. Ever since COVID came, they took away all our real doctors and replaced it with these pencil pushing paper ass pretend ass doctors. They are not concerned about your welfare. The only thing they want to do is get paid for seeing you. Listen, they seen you, now they ready to send your ass away, especially you being black. They don't give a fuck really what happens to you. I'm gonna tell you what God love. Okay, they're gonna tell you to send that baby back, give her a whole lot of water. They didn't even write us out a prescription for nothing. Not a cough medicine, not a nothing. That's these doctors out here in California. I call them pushing paper motherfuckers because they're not concerned about your health. They the next line of hustlers. For real, in this world today, it's the doctors. They're not going to fix your health. They're going to band-aid it and send you home knowing your shit finna unravel any minute now so you could come back and the insurance company could get paid more money. You understand me? When these people see you nowadays, when these doctors see you, they don't see you personally as a patient. They see you as a goddamn dollar sign. You understand me? We went to that kid's hospital, waited for 5 hours for nothing. Y'all, for them to tell us to give a 7-year-old tea and honey and come back home and write us a doctor, goddamn excuse. I'm telling you, ever since COVID came along, they wiped away took away all our real, real good doctors who gave a fuck about their patients and replaced them with these pin pushing motherfuckers who don't see nothing but the dollar. You are not a patient. You is some bread. Okay? Ching ching, Donettos, cheddar, cream, dollar bill, y'all. That's what the hell you are. Okay? So listen, it's time for us, United States, America, especially my urban people. I'm talking to y'all especially us, because they already trying to, you know, in their eyes, this world is overpopulated. Okay? through. So they got to get some of us out of here. Because in 2042, they talking about it's going to be an all-chocolate city. So y'all know they finna do whatever the fuck they can do to not make that happen. Okay, so y'all be careful. They'll rather give you some opiates than give you some motherfucking cough medicines. Because listen, that's the quickest way to die now. You understand me? Them opium pills and all that. That's the new craze for y'all motherfuckers. That's how they dying out here in these streets today. So what I want to say, y'all, is be careful with these doctors. If you don't feel good, shit, we might as well Google it up and try to cure that shit ourselves before you go to the doctors. Because listen, you finna take two or three trips back because they got to have you to come back so they can make that money. So you're not going to get diagnosed right the first time. You're not. You got to come back two and three more times, y'all. Take care of your senior citizens. Okay? All right, because they'll throw you on any kind of pill just to have you on their bill. You understand me? Knowing damn well you might come right back because they didn't cure your problem. Okay, so let's be careful this winter. And please know we got viruses out here, more viruses, and they keep trying to push. Oh, get the shot, get the shot. I know not. I don't want no goddamn shot. For those of you who do take the shot, that's you, to each his own. But don't try to push me or rush me to take something. I don't want the flu shot. Okay, and I feel like I get sick every goddamn year. Maybe I should, but see, right now, I don't trust how everybody moving out here in these streets. You understand me? I don't trust the medical professions. Not right now. You know, y'all got too much going on. You understand me? So right now, y'all, I'm on my way again. I'm on my way right now, back to the doctor to check on my upper respiratory infection. You understand me? I love y'all. It's real out here. Keep these kids dressed, super dressed, y'all, so they can't get the virus. Listen, I recommend y'all start putting these babies on these masks again. I'm going to start wearing my mask. I don't give a fuck how y'all look at me. I'd rather be safe than sorry because y'all got these germs out here. They putting shit out in the air. I don't trust nobody right now. I don't. Mm-hmm. You can't. This generation has changed. Now, listen, let's just get into it because I didn't want to get into this. And I'm so tired of hearing about it. And I'm not going to say anything else about it at all. Because let me tell you something, little mama. Listen, we talking about baby daddies and baby mamas this morning. All right. We want to talk about women still trying to fill positions that's already been filled. Okay, we're talking about if a man show you the first time, if a man tell you the first time how he feel about you, little young ladies, y'all need to believe it. Now, y'all know what's going on today, right? With the little Blueface and Krishan Rock saga, allegedly. Okay, now, allegedly, the latest, I'm going to give y'all the latest because there's a lot going on with this shit and it's just enough. Somebody needs to shake her and wake her up. Because if this right here wouldn't have woke me up, nothing is. You blind as Stevie Wonder, little mama, and you need help. Now, listen, here's the latest goddamn saga. The boy, the young man, I'm going to say boy, because what you did, Mr. Blueface, was some boy petty ass shit. Now, the boy done put pictures of his newborn son, genitals, on the internet. Everybody done seen the baby genitals except me. I didn't want to look at that. That's not cool. Now, the reason why the boy did it was, his reasoning for doing it was, is Miss Krishan Rock allegedly took the baby out the hospital and the baby still got a hernia. The hernia is so big that allegedly you can't even see the baby private part. Okay, now I thought they was doing good. He went over there, played nice with her, put her in a video, just using her. She love him, but he don't really love her. There's no love there, Miss Thing. And somebody needs to let you know that you are a pawn in his game. He love using you. You are nothing but a tool, a mere stepping stone. And somebody needs to tell you that action speaks louder than words. There, and then, look, she crying on the internet. Miss Krishan was crying. Lil Mama was crying on the internet, screaming that she gonna press charges for him putting a picture of his son. Now, I don't know how that's gonna go because, listen, that's his son. That's his son too. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know more on that story as it develops. But if that ain't a subtle way of telling you I don't give a fuck about you and that baby, I don't know what is. Now, they was playing nice on the internet. Everybody thought Krishan had signed to his milk label and everything. Kind of find out she's smart. She's smart, but she's still dumb as hell. She's smart, but for not signing none of his shit. He wanted her to sign to his record label now, allegedly. Now, this is mere rumors, word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk. Okay, they were saying that he wanted her to sign to Milk Records. He had wanted her to sign over all the money so he could have the money and everything, and she wouldn't do it. Now, when she didn't do it, Krishan is saying, allegedly, Blueface got mad, and that's when he took pictures of the baby and put that shit out for the web. Baby girl, if I was you, I wouldn't have no more words for this man. That right there, that deceit, that level of deceit right there, baby, that's low. I wouldn't have to. If that's not letting you know that you are not his world, I don't know what is. You and your baby need to cut ties, Miss Thing, and go on. You have a life. You got shit going on. He helped you with that. He put you and his son in a position where you can make money. Now, you screaming about him not paying your bills, but he over there paying her bills. That's because, listen, word on the streets, okay, a little pillow talk, so to speak. Right. Mm-hmm. She been there, okay, since day one. Okay, they talking out here in Cali. They saying old dude got two restaurants. They saying Miss Krishan thinks she too good to even work in one where little Miss Jaden Alexis, the first baby mama, the ride or die, because she always going to be there for her baby daddy, working in both of the motherfucking restaurants, busting her ass. Why can't you bust your ass too, sister? I wouldn't pay your bills if you ain't helping me neither. I ain't even gonna lie. I help the person that shows the most loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty. Y'all hear that shit? It's all in my throats and everything. I said, listen, I gotta get back to my people. I can't disappear too long. You understand me? Right. And I had to come back with some hot tea. And baby, this shit right here was the tea for me. Oh, besides Jeezy, allegedly, and Jenny, okay, allegedly, that's another couple number two. You know, y'all tearing it up out here in these streets, allegedly. Then we got what else? Divorce couple. Then we got Jonas, the Jonas Boys, and his soon-to-be ex, Miss Sophie, ain't playing no games. And Taylor Swift done already picked motherfucking sides, allegedly. Word on the streets, so to speak. They got it going on up in here. Okay, what is going on with these couples? And not to mention my beautiful Miss TNT, I like to call her Miss TNT, allegedly Tiana Taylor, you know, went on to say, hon, her husband had been separated for quite some time. The world just didn't know about that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot going on, baby, on the DL that we as Americans don't know about. Okay, listen, and I said that to say this, everybody is human. Ain't nobody gonna be together forever, all right? And you in a person's life for a reason and a season. And we all know sometimes that reason and season, it tends to be over with. You gotta pick up your life, pick up yourself, and go on. Okay, Miss Krishan Rock, go on. Please, baby girl, I'm sick of it. We've been seeing you too much. It did kind of find out the world didn't even know how. Listen, this is my question. She had the baby in Baltimore, Baltimore Health System. How y'all gonna let her take a baby out of the hospital and y'all ain't even corrected that hernia yet? I'm just trying to figure it out. How you out here running the streets? And your baby still got a medical emergency. That is a medical emergency. I haven't saw it, allegedly. But word on the streets is, okay, you can't even see the baby little private part, allegedly. That's a medical emergency, mommy. It's time for you to get yourself together. Stop focusing on that man because he ain't focusing on you no more. And start focusing on your son. Okay, you all grinning and skinning for the cameras, talking about you was changing the baby name. I know you so confused right now because I'm goddamn confused. I don't understand it. And just like I said, Mr. Harvey, shh, hush, hush, Please don't tell nobody. Going to be quiet and sit on back. Because we got this new news, okay? This new news is really overshadowing you and pretty eyes. So go get back to your loving relationship. Right. And move on. Because I told you. I said, Mr. Harvey, don't say nothing else because somebody finna come with a topic bigger and juicier than yours. And they did. Okay, Mr. Blueface never disappoints him and Miss Krishan Rock. They never disappoint. Keep us with their name in our goddamn mouths. Okay, I'm so sick of talking about it, I don't know what to do. Then I got mad when I saw her crying. Talking about how this man won't pay your bills. You supposed to be paying your own bills, okay? Do for you and that baby. It's time for her, y'all, to start acting like a mother. In a minute, CPS is finna jump in. I'm telling y'all, she crying now. You ain't seen no tears if you don't clean your act up, baby girl. Where's all her people? Where's her family? Where's all her siblings? Ain't nobody telling her to clean up her act. Where's her help? Where's her team? Where's the team that tell her, listen, you need a nanny. If you can't pay your bills, baby girl, you need to work more. What happened to baddies? Where's Zeus? Y'all need to take care of y'all people. She shouldn't be out here like that. She shouldn't. Because, listen, all this is damaging her reputation. Don't you understand, baby girl? This man feel like he ain't gonna stop till he destroy you. It seemed like if you don't do what he say, he's going to destroy you. I would not deal with a man that wants to destroy me. And if you don't get it now, this his last shenanigans. Because this is, to me, y'all, this is a strike against my son. For me being a new mother, I would have been gone. Somebody needs to tell her, change that baby out, that brown outfit that you put him in, that brown bear outfit that you put him in, that you took him from the doctor. We see him in that all the time. Baby, it's time for you to change his clothes. In a minute, somebody's going to call somebody and somebody finna be knocking at her door. She needs help. I noticed you stars came out to try to help her. Kiki Palmer, beautiful, beautiful young lady. All kind of stars, they said, try to come out and help her. That is so good. Even Zeus, I seen the Zeus producer and a little light-skinned host that be on Zeus a lot came out to try to help her with the baby and see what's going on. Baby, y'all, it takes a village. And this little mama right here, I'm begging y'all, she need help. Number one, Zeus, get her a nanny. Because if you don't get her a nanny and CPS come, she's not going to be your biggest star anymore. Because once they take that baby, she's going to be crushed if she don't try to hurt herself. So somebody needs to step in and step in quickly. And please, it's time. Blueface is not good for her. Y'all just need to have some parenting skills set aside. You go your way. He go his. Let him have Lexa. Jordan, Alexa, whoever she, let him have his first baby mama. Because here's the thing that you are still not trying to come to terms with. You cannot fill a spot that's already been filled. The streets are talking. They saying them two, Blueface and his first baby mama, been together since they was 14. And this girl is hustling for him right now, working in two restaurants. Big up, big respect. There's no way you gonna come take that. Ain't no way, baby girl. There's no way you're going to take play over loyalty. There's no way he's going to pick you in this pick me area. Okay? He already picked. All right? And you know who he picked? She the motherfucker out there working in his restaurants, making his business flourish. I think I'm going to go get me a little something to eat. Because they say he got a food play, a little restaurant. What was it? A fish fry or something like that, allegedly. Now, I don't really quite know. But if you in California, I'm going to go check it out, though. You understand me? Right. I'm finna go, right, get this handled. You understand me? Right. No, it's time for you to move on, little mama. It's time for you to move on. Now, listen, I'm so upset because here's the thing. Miss Beyonce, I'm a little upset with the B. Okay. Gotta parlay with the B. put a hex slave on felony. Not that B, but I'm talking about Beyonce, because her best concert was in goddamn Houston. She had Megan Thee Stallion and girl, I'm upset. Okay, yeah, they say she's from there and everything. That's why she made that the best. She changed outfits, baby, whole different routine. Houston, y'all had it going on. And then on top of it, wow, I'm so jealous. Mm-hmm. Houston did the mute challenge perfectly. Okay, now why can't California have that same goddamn participation? It just shows which goddamn counties and countries listen. Okay, and California is not one of them. You bastards don't listen. They have detention deficit. These motherfuckers can't pay attention to shit. Right, and if they stand still too long, we might get evicted. Oh, grrr, you understand me? That's why we didn't do our challenge well. But Houston nailed that shit. And the reason why I know Bobby Lights was there. Baby, I was all up on his damn, on his page and shit. He was showing everything. I felt like I was at the goddamn concert. Thank you, Bobby. Love me some Love and Hip Hop. Oh, girl. Love me some Love and Hip Hop Miami. Okay. It's jumping off. Y'all see this? It's jumping off. It's getting nasty up in there. Okay. Ever since, you know, Erica allegedly called, you know, Spice, the Jamaican dance hall queen, a blue monkey, baby. It's been getting, hey. Okay, it's been getting juicy up in there. Okay, I had to watch it myself. But here's the thing. I'm not condoning nobody being racist. Okay, she was talking about the girl kid. I would have just came back at her kid, made it even. She would have still had her job. Being racist by no means is okay. It is not. Okay, all right, so she had to get dealt with. Word on the streets is allegedly a little pillow talk that she might have lost her job. They done gave her her walking papers. You understand me? Mm-hmm. Now, listen here, it's time for us to start getting our health in check. Okay, it's time for us to start gardening. Let me tell y'all something. I'm finna start gardening. I'm not fucking playing with y'all. I'm finna start growing tomatoes, goddamn potatoes, goddamn what else, some greens and shit. We need natural shit from the earth. They already trying to get us with this processed meat. Did y'all hear what they said about fucking hot dogs? I vow, your girl the why and why not? Because she can. I vow never to eat another hot dog a day in my life right now. And y'all know I love me some all-American motherfucking hot dogs. But guess what? Y'all got 2% human motherfucking meat up in there. Where y'all get the human from? Let me tell you something. Ain't no way that I'm gonna be eating my own motherfucking shit. Because if y'all got human meat and hot dogs, I could tell y'all which type of motherfucking fucking humans you got in there. Okay. And it ain't the Caucasian kind. Okay. Y'all be careful on these streets. Every time I look around, people are disappearing. Even where I'm at, people are disappearing. I see so many missing flyers. Y'all keep an eye on y'all kids. It's not safe to let your kids walk to school early in the morning by themselves. It's not safe to let your kids walk late at night from the football game or from the football practice from by themselves, especially if y'all live in these places like in the mountains, in the deserts, quick places where pedophiles can grab kids quick and jump on the freeway and keep on going. Parents, get y'all lazy, stinky ass up and go pick them kids up. I don't care how tired you are, okay? Because listen, they find the kids in the dungeons. They find the kids in the basements now. They find the kids in the attics. These motherfuckers done changed the babies up to beds and everything, sex slaves and everything. Be careful with your son or daughter. It matters. And it don't matter if it's a boy. They snatching boys now too, baby. Yes, they are. They snatching boys now too. Be careful. Know where your kids are. Oh my God. Why did I forget? Because you know why I forgot about, about another hot couple that's blowing up the goddamn internet right now? I forgot about them because Mr. Blueface and Krishan almost took them out, but they can't. They can't, allegedly. Y'all hear about that shit about Remy and Papoose? I'm not convinced. I still feel like in my heart and soul, I feel like this has to be a publicity stunt. And if it is, This is the best motherfucking promo in the world. Because I feel like it's fake just so we can gather enough buzz and put attention on Remy and they new battle with battle rap. You know, Chronicles they got going on over there in New York. You know what I'm saying? Because you know that's where battle rap started. So we got to generate enough buzz to get everybody back into that. And I feel like this with Remy cheating on Papoose will be the best buzz, because then people be like, what? Why she really did that? I don't think she could. I think this was all a ploy, because look how she handling it. Okay, if it was true, she would have been, you know, I feel like it would have been more interaction. That's all. And people say, oh, this happened months ago. That's why Papoose knocked them out. Nah, I feel like it's a publicity stunt, because I don't see no feelings from Papoose. You see what I said? If somebody left me for a knucklehead, I would be upset, baby. I would be really, I would be on every fucking social media tearing up her name. But he not. He's still putting her on this pedestal as the beautiful black queen she is. So in my head, right, in my head, I think it was all a goddamn publicity stunt so we could draw attention. You understand me? Today, Rap Battle Chronicles. And I love that. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because if a person was hurt and somebody really did this to you, baby, you would be on every media website going off. You would be crying. You would be upset. None of that. I ain't seen not one tear from Papoose. Everybody else crying. Bitch, I was crying, y'all. Allegedly. I ain't seen no tear from Remy. I ain't seen nothing from me. If you got a new boo, you would be posted up somewhere. We saw them in that little... that little restaurant, that could have been photoshopped. We seen them doing the matching little suits. That shit could have been years ago. That could have been to promote their rap battle sessions. That's all what I'm saying. I really don't feel like this shit is really true. You understand me? I'm just feeling like, because the more I look at it, it just don't sound right. And especially, y'all seen that rap battle where Remy Mama standing up there and who was the captain and the other guy from Cali. And by the way, y'all, the captain is not from California, thank God. He from, that's a Philly dude. Remember, I kept calling the captain. I kept saying the captain was from Cali. He is not, thank God, that's not one of us. Okay, that's one of you Philly dudes. So I don't know how y'all get down out there. Okay, because remember, I said if she was fucking with him for real, Cali would know, because he would have called about 80 Cali girls already. You know what I'm saying? And be like, hey, yo, I'm with me mom. Woo, 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 woo. Right. We would have knew that already. We ain't had that yet. Because I was like, yeah, I'm going to put my ears to the streets. Ain't nobody said nothing. And then somebody told me that's because the why. He not from Cali, yo. He from Philly. That's one of you Philly dudes, yo. So I don't know. You know, I don't know how y'all get down. That's y'all. We do our thing over here. It's a hustling thing. It's all about money over here. So maybe, just maybe, if it is true, you know, she got a little leeway. Maybe it is love. Maybe it is. I don't know how you Philly dudes get down. I ain't never had a Philly dude. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Philly? Right. But everybody move different. I do know that. Okay? And if... you know, it is true. Maybe, you know, y'all work a little different. Y'all work different than the city boys. It's just, you know, it's a different vibe out here with the West. You understand? It's a vibe all the time. Yeah. And what I would do, Miss Rock, is, you know, try to learn how to co-parent with my baby daddy. Make him write me another hit and we just co-parents and that's it. Because if you're not ready to build up the empire, the foundation to make generational wealth with him to ensure your son have a little piece of that empire, I don't know what to tell you. Okay? All I know is I hate people that feel entitled. Okay, just because you laid down and had a baby by this man, you feel like you entitled to a piece of his empire? I don't know. That's how y'all young girls do. I love you to death, but all these twists and turns and these sagas, is enough already. And see, we knew something was going to happen to that baby on how the fuck she was partying and acting up while the baby was in her stomach. Baby came out with a super juicy hernia, allegedly. Word on the speak, so to speak. A little pillow talk. Right. Baby came out with a super hernia. And this was due to you and your baby daddy. You let him do you like that. It's time for you to cut them ties. Because you can see that y'all relationship is truly toxic. And he's not the one for you. He put you on. You should thank him for that. He put you on. You need to thank him for that. He put you in a position where you now, Miss Krishan Rock, can make your own money. You should thank him for that. Now, all y'all need to do is co-parent because y'all together is toxic. He don't want nothing to do with you. All he really want to do is make you look embarrassed to me from the outside looking in. All he really want to do is tarnish your image. For real, he don't want America to love you the way we start loving you. We start loving the underdog. America love an underdog. And that's what we thought she was. It's the difference between an underdog and just plain stupid now. Okay? I mean, I'm done with it. Now when I see her on, I don't even listen no more, y'all. I just swipe the page. My daughter had to tell me why she was crying. I'm like, I'm sick of the crying. I'm sick of the crying. Get up, be grown woman, take care of your child. Then you on here, pants open and everything. Just a disgrace. Where's her family? She needs help. Okay, the star is trying to help her. No, y'all really want to help her? Get her a nanny. Get her somebody that's going to take care of that baby and get that baby to that doctor and get an operation so she could do that while this baby's young. What you going to wait till you get up in age for? You need to do it right now while he little. Where's the parents? Where is the parents? And she hurting. I'll be hurt too, because that's letting you know where your baby daddy mind that he deceived you. And if I see you with him again, I know in my mind and heart that you are truly slow. Okay, I don't care what you say, because that low blow he just did was so low. I would never, never, ever, ever, ever mess with him again. I wouldn't. And if you do, America truly knows that it's something wrong upstairs. If she go back and mess with Mr. Blueface again after he did this, y'all, I'm done. I'm done. Yeah, no, you know what that convinces me of? It convinces me that young people like to be tortured. Y'all like to be toxic. Y'all think it's cute to be in pain, have a heartbreak, have a fella do you any type of way he want to do you for the world to see. Hey, this ain't even a couple of your friends looking in. We got the whole goddamn world, girl, looking at you. Where is your parents? Where is her help? Okay, you looking bad. This ain't like the Genie and Jeezy situation. Okay, where they can't, both of them, they say they outgrew each other. They want different things, different values and everything. Okay, some people saying Genie was blindsided. Some people saying, well, she knew what was going to get ready to happen. And she was so submissive. You see, y'all, that submissive shit does not work. You can submit all you want. If he not, look, if he not willing to accept that and y'all not on the same page, communication and conversation, it ain't going to work. And we clearly seen this. Baby ain't even make it to 2 years old. They headed straight for goddamn divorce. Okay, we all human. I love y'all. We all human. That's all I can say. Listen, cover up. I'm on my way to the doctor. I just had to give y'all some update on me. Your girl, the why and why not. Because we can't. I love y'all to death. I had to give y'all some update on me and what the fuck I was doing. I'm sick as hell. Okay, I'm going to come back over every day. You know, I'm one of them crazies. You know how them girls like to change their voice and they think, yeah. And you think you look all cute. You think you sound cute with the sick voice and shit. Yeah. I've been on the phone for a couple of days with the sick voice. My sister was like, bitch, go get some help. It is not sexy. Not after you barfing like a dog. Okay. It is not sexy, ladies. Get some help. Health is the new wealth. Keep yourself healthy. We finna try herbs and everything. I'm finna try herbs and everything. I'm telling y'all, these doctors ain't shit. They look, when they look at you, all they see is a paycheck. They not going to diagnose you right the first time because they need you to come back. Do you understand me? And some of them will intentionally make your ass sick just to make sure you come back. I love y'all. Be careful what these doctors say. Get a second or third opinion. I do not listen to one doctor because I already know all they see, all we is cash. Cash, cream, money, dollar bill, y'all. You see what I'm saying? That type of shit. Listen, I love y'all. It's Hump Wednesday. Look, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute, hold on. Wait a minute, hold on. So when you become a celebrity, you get gifts from the celebrity? I don't know, because Sexy Red got a goddamn look like a Rolex from Drake. I'm so fucking jealous. Okay, my girl Snooki didn't get one. Where's Snooki gifts at? I love me some Snooki. Where's Snooki gifts? Okay, besides her scrapping with Mama D. Mama D, go sit down somewhere. I understand that that's your thing. That's your handle this season. You know, that's her storyline. Okay, Mama D gotta get into it with the young girls this season. Even though she got bigger problems, shit, you should be up there trying to figure out if Scrap okay. You know what I'm saying? Make sure he dealing with this divorce. You know what I'm saying? Okay, considering the fact you had your hand in some of that shit. Allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she never liked it to bam. Never liked it to bam. Always was hanging out with the ops. For real, baby, I'll be glad I'm out of that relationship. I tell you, baby, I'll be glad I'm out of that relationship. Shout out to all my favorite influencers, like Just Living Baby. Oh, you looked so beautiful the other day. All my favorite influencers, Street. I got Street Poet. I love her to death because she tell you the truth. I got a lot of them that, you know, I truly, Darren Fleet, make me laugh 24/7. And what behooved me? Okay, Cousin Dudes. Oh, congratulations to Country Wayne. Love me some Country Wayne. Love me some Country Wayne. Because he did it himself. Hustler from the streets. We didn't ask y'all for nothing. We asked the participation of God. Okay? And that's how he got it. You understand me? God and him. Walk of the Lord. I love me a godly man. Yeah. Congratulations on your Netflix special. Number one, baby. It was number one when it came out. As soon as it came out. Ain't that God? That's a blessing, ain't it? God is good when? All the time. When in doubt, we pray it out. Congratulations to all our anniversaries. Any couples who got the anniversaries, congratulations to the people that's getting married. I seen some marriages. My cousin, congratulations, Cuzzo. And it was another beautiful couple on my Facebook page also got married. These beautiful wedding dresses and these beautiful brides. I love y'all. Two, baby, is always better than one. Okay, two is always better than one. Two is always better than one. And listen here. I would like to give a shout out to my favorite bestie in the whole wide world, baby. This is my son's auntie, Miss Catherine Byron Love, baby. That's, hey, don't hate on it. Shout out best friend. Okay, that's my best friend, been my friend over 30 years. I love her to death. Okay, we finna try some herbal supplements to make us get better faster without using all these drugs from these, you know, paid doctors, especially when it comes to us, y'all. I swear, I like a doctor after my own skin tone. That way, you know, I still don't trust them, but at least I know he'll direct me in a little bit of the right way. You know, just yeah, I'm just saying, okay, because really, Brown sometimes be the quickest ones to say you out. You understand me? It's your girl, the Y. I also love these two. I gotta get their name. We call them Uncle and Auntie on the internet. I love them. I love them to death. They make me laugh. They do the old school skits. I love them to death. I'm finna get their name so I can bring it. Tim Bay. Bay Tim. Bay Tim. Tim Bay. Okay, love me some of him as well. Oh, and my girl Candy and I. Right. Love me some candy. Love me some candy. Yeah, I need them pickles, girl. I've been trying to get the... God, people, it's so hard when people are selling something, you trying to get it, and then they got thousands more other people getting it at the same time. It's hard. I know how hard it is, baby. I'll wait my turn, okay? I'll wait my turn, because them pickles are selling like hot bread around this mother. Well, okay, I want a pickle right now. It is I, your girl, the Y. It's Hump Wednesday. I love you. Never put nobody else in front of your feelings. Remember, you are important. Always think about self. You understand me? How to keep yourself together. Because guess what? Can't nobody take care of your kids like you. Can't nobody take care of them grandkids like you. So y'all, let's try to keep ourselves healthy this winter. All right, y'all, get your pack ready. You know, emergency pack. Y'all know how I love to say emergency pack. This winter looks like it's gonna be a fucking fucked up winter already, y'all. So please get your backpacks ready. You know, the backpacks with your batteries in it, your flashlight, just in case the electricity go out. You want to get some candles. We want to prepare for all of that because it's cold. If you can get some shit that don't even work on electricity, that'd be even better to go in your house just in case something go out, or electricity go out or something. You'll still have something, right, to keep your house on. Listen, let's get protection. I'm scared around here. Y'all know shit is starting to change. Okay, they got these snatch and grabs in Cali, and they not gonna come after you if it ain't over $10,000. Can y'all believe that? And baby, everywhere we go, we got snatch and grab now. Now people are starting to arm themselves, right, with guns and everything because they're tired of being violated. All right. See, and I say out here, it's time for us to bear arms because we don't know what really could go down. Because like I said, after a certain time out here, anything could pop off and we're not going to get no assistance till in the morning. If it's not a violent crime, y'all, we're not going to get no assistance till in the morning. Do you understand that? This world is changing, and I can't say it's for the good. I can't say it's for the good. Our president, I don't even want to talk about it. I said I was going to talk about his ass today, but I'm not because I'm sick, and I'm on my way to urgent care, okay? And I just wanted y'all to know that, to let you know I love you, and no, I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, ducking my job or anything. For 2 days, y'all, my throat, I couldn't even talk. It was so painful, and it felt like it was swollen. So I had to take some medicine that I had here, y'all, from last year. It helped. But guess what? I needed to take it. Because when I went back the first time, they said it wasn't nothing wrong. Now I'm going to go back and check to make sure ain't nothing wrong. They're going to be like, oh, you're fine. Yeah, I know. Because I doctored myself back to life when I had my good doctor. Y'all, keep the medicine, too. Keep the medicine just in case you might need it. You might, somebody else in your family might need it. It could be a life or death situation, and you might have exactly what they need for them to live. I love y'all. It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. It's Hump Wednesday. It's very painful. Listen, I want to thank y'all. I want to thank y'all for being here with me, because I know y'all could be anywhere in the world, but you choose to be here with your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. I love y'all, family. I'll be back on tomorrow with the halls in my mouth once again. I just can't make my sounds like, you know what I'm saying? I love my sound effects and shit. I love to scream. Y'all know how I do. Yes, baby. But, right, it's hard when you're sick. Listen, I love you. Any birthdays out here, happy birthday. Any anniversaries, baby, happy anniversary. Let's work it out. Don't break up. Let's talk about it and try to stay together first before y'all just actually consider breaking up a family. Because remember, y'all, what happens to you happens to everybody in that household. I love y'all. Y'all have a great, peaceful day. It is I, your girl, the Why, and I see y'all on Thirsty Thursday, and this is for real. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. See you tomorrow. Peace and love. Mwah. I'm out.